Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. There is something special about receiving a personal letter from someone who loves you. I don't know about you, but whenever I receive a personal letter from someone near and dear to me, it's the first piece of mail that I open. If you are like me, then I have good news for you. Someone near and dear to you has written a personal message for you. Every time you open the pages of the Bible, you get to hear the voice of your loving God writing to you. He really emphasizes that in these verses. 6 times he says, I write to you. Part of the joy of receiving a personal letter is reading what a loved one has to say. So what does your loving God have to say to you? He writes to tell you who he is. You might think, I already know who God is. That's great. But God also writes because he knows who you are, too. As a sinful person, God writes to tell you that your sins have been forgiven. And he wants you to know why they have been forgiven. You are not forgiven because of anything you have done, but for the sake of Jesus and what he has done. God also writes to tell you, whether you are young or old, that he's been around since the beginning, and he will keep you strong until the end. As you age, he doesn't. As you face new challenges and temptations with every age and stage of life, he keeps Jesus' victory over the evil one fresh in your heart all along the way. God writes to you, treasure his personal message, and then keep reading his word, because he has much more to tell you. Heavenly Father, you have written that I might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing I might have life in his name. Continue to strengthen my faith with the message of who you are and what that means for me now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.